You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, Jeff Van Gundy's accomplished a lot of things in his life as a coach, as a broadcaster. I always like to refer to him as the last man to take the New York Knicks to the NBA Finals, which, of course, he did in 1999. And now his former assistant, Tom Thibodeau, trying to build a program to get the Knicks back to that point. Jeff Van Gundy was kind enough to spend a few minutes with us today. He's got the Bucks-Nets game four tomorrow on ABC at 3 o'clock, game four. Jeff, thanks again. And my feeling is the Nets are still in complete command of the series. If I'm a Nets fan, I wasn't too concerned about the way game three played out. I just think the Bucks, so many things went wrong for the Nets in the first place, and the Bucks just had so much trouble scoring. Where do you think this series is right now in terms of urgency if you happen to be a Nets fan?
Well, I think, you know, the Nets, like you mentioned, are in good position. They have two great players. You know, their role players or complementary players like Joe Harris had a poor night with wide open shots. So they had a struggle. And if Milwaukee doesn't change, or if Giannis doesn't change his offensive approach from isolating so much, shooting so many threes, dragging out his free throw attempts, particularly in the half court game, then I don't see how they're going to score enough to beat, you know, a highly potent Nets attack. So I think the Bucks, they won, but they have the most adjusting to do if they're going to be successful in game four.
Jeff, I'm wondering how you would coach Giannis through this. They're giving him that shot. Of course, as a coach, you could say to Giannis, listen, the reason why they're leaving you open, there's a pretty good reason for that. They think you're going to miss the shot. And as far as three-pointers go, you missed 7 of 8 in the last game. But you're wide open. You're a superstar. They're daring you to take it. If you were coaching him right now, how would you get him through this situation?
Well, see, I think they've had a lot of practice with this because and everybody plays him the same because they're going to entice him to shoot the three-point shot. If he makes on a certain night, he makes 3 or 4 or 5 on a certain night, you know, you're going to lose. But to go out there and try to take away his weakness and give him his strength, which is the drive with that length and speed to the rim, you know, would be the wrong strategy. So I think he's had, you know, his whole career to deal with this. I think right now he's trying to prove that he can shoot. It's bogging their offense down because he's overhandling the ball. He's taking some questionable shots, particularly the pull-up three in transition where he's so lethal when he gets and goes to the rim. But I give the scheme of Steve Nash and the defense of Blake Griffin and the entire team defense of Brooklyn a lot of credit. I think they're making it hard on him. Does that mean he can't make those shots on a given night? No, but if I was coaching him, I would be trying to tell him, let's work from mid-range in. If you want to shoot pull-ups, shoot the 17-footer. And then try to get to the basket, have a post game. But where he's most dangerous is when he's the screener in the two-man game. If you put him and Chris Middleton in a pick-and-roll, they're going to get a good shot. Unfortunately, I thought the ball got stuck for Milwaukee far too often and for far too long, and it bogged them down. So with the Nets playing defense like they are, great scheme. Blake is a tremendous competitor. And the way Giannis went about playing offense, they're going to have to adapt and change.
Jeff Van Gundy on 98.7 ESPN. And I'm curious, Jeff, hamstrings are such a difficult thing to come back from when you injure one, and on any level of sports. James Harden, I believe at some point in the series, will return. But if he doesn't, if this becomes a nagging issue that he can't really get past, do you think the Nets have enough to win a championship without him?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, they're just blessed with, you know, two other phenomenal offensive talents. Now, it will be harder, obviously, because the complementary players, you know, how many minutes can Claxton play? Is DeAndre Jordan ready to go if they play Philly and Embiid? You know, what is Jeff Green's health like? If he can make it back, that really gives them another huge weapon. So I think they could, but I think what we do is we tend to forget just how great James Harden is at times, and think that it would, you know, we still have enough, and you do have enough, but your margin for error if Harden plays is so much greater.
Jeff, let me switch over to the other series in the East. I believe the Hawks have won their last game this year. I think the Sixers now will close this out. I am very surprised, frankly, at how effective and healthy Embiid looks. Are you surprised that this meniscus injury has not limited him more than it apparently has?
Well, I'm sure it's tenuous, right? That, you know, every time he jumps or lands a little bit awkward, you know, Doc Rivers and his coaching staff, you know, it's like a gut punch. So I think it's going to be continue to be a storyline. And unfortunately, in this year, the injuries have really mounted, you know, Harden, Embiid. Mike Conley hasn't played in either game in their series against Utah. You know, Jamal Murray out. So health is critical if you want to win it all. Embiid gives them a fighting chance in any series. Obviously, without him, they have no chance to be champions.
Jeff Van Gundy, 98.7 ESPN. And Chris Paul is playing 10 years younger than he is at age 36, 27 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds in 37 minutes last night. He's got a $44 million player option. It's been reported that he may look to opt into free agency and try to get a 3-year, $100 million deal. Your old team, the Knicks, I think need an upgrade, if not a major one, at the point guard position. If you were running the Knicks right now, your former team, would you be very interested in Chris Paul, or would you, if he becomes a free agent, or would you look elsewhere because of his age and wear and tear?
Well, I think you would definitely explore the possibility. I think Leon was his agent maybe at one point mm-hmm. or the CAA was their, you know, obviously his agency. So I'm sure there's relationships there. I'm sure Chris Paul already knows what he has in Phoenix. If he opts out, I don't know if that follows the rules or doesn't, but you know, he already knows what he's going to have in Phoenix. And I think that just comes to the question is what he's looking for. I think his family is in LA. So I think he probably would want to stay West. I don't see him coming East. And I think he would go to he'd want to be with a championship contender, which he already is with Phoenix. So I think New York is probably not on his list, but not because they didn't make major strides. I just don't think the timing for him and the location is what he would be looking for.
Let's stay out West, Jeff, and just looking at those teams right now, it looks like we're looking at a Phoenix, Utah final. And I'm curious if one of those two teams now, Chris Paul has a really good situation, of course. He's got a very good coach in Monty Williams. He's got a great young backcourt partner in Booker. And the Suns look like they're on such a roll right now. Quinn Snyder's done a terrific job with the Jazz. I think the Clippers are still going to make that a series. I don't think Kawhi Leonard's going out quietly. But if we were going to forecast a Utah-Phoenix Western Conference final, how would you handicap that one?
I'd have to know Mike Conley's health. I think that's a absolutely devastating blow to their depth. You know, when they have Conley, they have a strong, strong eight-man rotation where you have Clarkson and Joe Ingles coming off the bench. When Conley's out, Ingles starts. I think it hurts their bench depth. Donovan Mitchell, obviously, is playing at a high level. You know, after missing the last, 15, 16 regular season games. So then they've got the shot blocking of Gobert. I think they'll be formidable, certainly, if Conley plays or if not. But I think Phoenix has the upper hand if Conley's out.
Final thing, Jeff. If I had $10 to put down on a team right now to win the whole thing, I'd put it on Brooklyn still, despite Harden's status. Who would you put your $10 on right now?
Well, if you gave me the choice between Brooklyn and the field, I'd take Brooklyn. I think they're just, you know, if Harden can come back and sustain, their upper-end talent level can just exploit you in so many ways. You know, certainly it won't be easy. You know, if it's Embiid in the next round, that's going to be a huge challenge to their size and their depth inside. in the finals, anybody from the Western Conference is going to be formidable. But I just think the Nets, when they're whole, just have the best upper end talent, and against elite defenses, they've got an answer for every scheme that they could come across.
All right, Jeff Van Gundy's got Bucks Nets game 4 tomorrow on ABC, 3 o'clock. Thanks as always, Jeff. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.